world-famous Phil Henry Show to El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm Bud Dickman.
Yeah, I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm General Kevin Shaw. And here now is Phil Henry. You might notice that someone's missing.
Well, I got it, General, okay?
I thought I'd let people know, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of important, Mr. Henry. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so, man. But let me be the guy, as I told you guys repeatedly before the show started, let me be the one. Let me be the one, you know.
Now,
it's like that carpet. Let me be the one to run to, you know.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, can we fade the music out?
Oh, sorry. I was going to listen to General singing.
I'm not going to sing, but you remember the Carpenters, right? What about the Carpenters, man? Hey, Phil, you're the guy who's... Look at Mark. Can I say... I was going to be the guy who was going to say, but go ahead, you say.
You never let me get to say it.
I'll do it. Margaret Gray is not here, and she has very specific reasons why not. And when I said, let me be the one, it reminded me of that song by the Carpenters. When they let me be the one you run to. Yeah, let me be the one, yeah. What's that got to do with you announcing that Margaret Gray is not going to be here?
Because that's, he'd be the one.
Yeah, he'd be the one that you would run to if you wanted to... I mean, I know it sounds weird.
It sounds, yeah, a little weird, but if you want to run to someone...
Uh-huh.
Oh, here he goes. He's going to start to laugh.
God, Mr. Henry.
Why don't you guys just let me do it, okay?
Phil,
now let me do it because I know how to do it. You guys don't know how to do it. I know how to do it. Do what? Be a professional, netcast, broadcast, whatever this is, man. Whatever you got, man. That, you know, so Margaret Gray is not here, and I wanted to be the one.
Yeah.
What did you do? Did you cue the song up?
Bud had it, you know.
See, this is the thing. You never listened to us. We had it all queued up and ready to go.
Yeah, here it is.
Let me be the one you run to.
This is General Gavin Shaw, and I've got the big announcement, see?
You need some.
Yeah.
What do you think, Mr. Henry?
I think it sounds so stupid and ash. Oh, okay. You were going to say assholic.
Yeah, we all planned it out.
This is General... Let me just do it. Yeah, I'm the one to come to with the news that Margaret Gray is not going to be here. Because, hold on, Phil, because she's pissed off that Jay Santos tried to look up the skirt.
Let me be the one you run to.
Yeah.
Let me be the one you...
Get that out of here, will you?
God, Mr. Henry.
Nobody can have any laughs with you. Hey, this thing with Margaret is serious. I understand that. That's why we wanted to do...
Yeah, but I have the big lead in.
Yeah, see, here's what it was. When General Sullivan said, let me be the one, we'd already picked out...
Yeah, let me be the one by the Carpenters. Has nothing to do with... Oh, man.
What?
What's that got to do with you cats... I'm going to do it. Just sit down.
All right, Phil.
You know what's best.
Yeah, well, you know, that's not a lot, but that much I do know when it comes to this, whatever this is, I know.
Margaret Gray is not here today, ladies and gentlemen. She is out on strike, on protest. When you heard her yesterday,
I'll do it. When Margaret Gray was... I'm going to do it, man.
Hey, let me do it. When Margaret Gray, you know...
Yeah, Margaret Gray did not come back today.
I got it. God damn it. Here.
Let me be the one.
Come on, man. Margaret Gray said she wasn't going to come back because she didn't like... What'd you just do? I pulled the music down. Okay, Phil. Yeah, God, it's like you just said you just got done pulling your you-know-what. You pulled the music down. Great. Margaret Gray said that she wasn't going to be here today because of the fact that Jay Santos during... Not just today, but she was thinking about leaving the show entirely. May I interrupt here? She said she was not going to leave the show entirely. She said that she was not going to do Bar Fight anymore. She said nothing about leaving the show.
Well, she had, you know... Took another look at it, man.
She what?
She said she took another look at it.
Yeah, she took another look at it and didn't like what it looked like. She sniffed it, and it came up, and it smelled good the first time, but then she took another sniff, and yeah.
Yeah, she took another sniff. No can do. So she doesn't want to come back to the show. Why? Until she is assured of the fact that the rules are generally changed for Bar Fight. And that means that if Santos or any other male is allowed to look up her skirt or any of these other things, which she considered an assault, I understand that. And I took that very seriously. And I know you're listening, Margaret, so you know that what I said was true, because you know I don't lie to you. Not when it's important, anyway.
Yeah, well, that's what she said to us. She said,
will you let either the general talk... What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I suddenly can't breathe. What's wrong, sir? You probably feel guilty about something.
I don't feel guilty about jack shit, okay? Now, I dealt with it the best way I know how. She's absolutely right. Jay Santos should not have done that. She won the damn fight.
She won the fight. She could have killed that man.
Well, what's the story?
She said she wants to bring a gun or a knife.
A gun or a knife?
Yeah, said that if a man is allowed to sexually harass her, then why can't she kill a guy?
I mean, there are rules of this bar. He said the guy can't throw bottles.
Well, that's true. Shorty Winston would have to...
Just happen to have him.
Yeah, I bet. I bet you do.
We do. God, Henry, you go, I bet.
You never said, we got him, and you went, I bet.
No, I did not say that at all. Let's go over to Shorty Winston here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and find out what's up. Okay, Shorty. Hi, Phil Henry here. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm very good, Phil. And listen, I didn't want to cause any problem, but I thought the guys were making a very good point. I didn't quite know how to address it, so let me just say this. I think that we've had very minimal rules at bar fight. As you know, you're not allowed to throw ashtrays. You're not allowed to throw bottles. Do I sound different from the last time you interviewed me?
Yes, you do.
What do you mean, interviewed him?
I mean, I said interview.
Yeah, you do sound different.
Okay, you're still settling on the character, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
So, what I felt was this. I said, if Jay Sanders and the rest of these monkeys are allowed to look up her dress and assault a woman in that way, then she's allowed to either pack, she can pack a gun, or she's allowed to bring a knife.
But what about the legality?
What about the legality of...
All right, I understand.
See? So she made a very good point. I talked to Frank Gray, and here is some of that conversation that I had with him. Frank, what idea is that? Well, here's what Margaret said. Margaret said that he had no, and under no circumstances, wants any of these jokers taking a look up there. You understand?
Yes, sir, I do.
And so if any of these jokers do want to take a peek, they're going to be staring down the barrel of a .38 or worse, you know?
I understand. And we don't want to have anything.
You better believe you don't want to have anything. Look, I'm as crude and as lewd and as rude as the next guy. But when Santos tried pulling what she pulled, my wife did the only thing he could do, and that was to almost tear her gut.
And Frank, we agreed.
Now that was it, Phil, the conversation I had.
All right, so Frank demanded that the rules change on behalf of Margaret.
That's right. So the rules of bar fight has changed so that no man in competition or in a contest that involves a man versus a woman, no man is allowed to sexually or otherwise harass or take advantage of that woman. Otherwise, we're bringing guns into it. I don't want to see...
Well, I mean, then you're going to see somebody dead.
You better believe you're going to see somebody dead.
Well, what's wrong with that? I mean, if this guy Santos...
Hey, you guys are something else. One minute you're really enjoying, you think it's real funny, because I listened, and I heard a lot of you guys going, ha, 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 when they tried to get the peak going. Now, I was there on the floor, and I saw her demeanor change. When Santos tried to look up the dress, she was patient with it, but finally, I saw her try to pull his head clean off. She eventually couldn't get the head off because Santos, there's something wrong with him. I don't know. His head doesn't...
What do you mean she tried to get the head off?
She tried to pull his head clean off. And when she couldn't do that, she rammed her head right into his teeth. I saw the teeth come flying out. I was there. Okay?
Well, we could hear it. It was obviously grotesque.
One thing to hear it. It's another thing. Well, you were doing the commentary.
Well, yes, but I looked away. I averted my eyes.
Yeah, you looked. You were chicken.
You would have, too.
Well, okay, I averted my eyes. I was the referee.
Oh, that's great. So there was nobody watching what happened.
I saw the result. Santos was spitting teeth, blood pouring down the front, all the way out onto the bar floor, and couldn't talk, and gray, and then also the wig come off. And let me tell you something, all of you out there listening. If you've never seen a bald woman who is beside herself with rage, you never want to see that because it will haunt your dreams forever.
Well, Shorty...
No. Don't just well Shorty me. It will haunt to this moment. I see Margaret Gray's bald head leering at me and screaming.
All right, so the rules have changed.
The rules are down. You'll have to talk to Frank Gray for forthwith.
Shorty Winston, ladies and gentlemen, here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. He is our referee for a bar fight. So
the upshot is Margaret Gray has demanded a massive rule change, and it has been agreed to by yourself, Phil, and Shorty Winston.
Of course, and I'm having to look at it again, and I recognize that we were all laughing.
Yeah, well, you're not going to go all, yeah, I'm really sorry. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something, Ace.
Yeah, we got some complaints about you, bud.
That's exactly right. We got complaints about you from Bob Green.
What are you talking about, man?
Hey, man, you know the feed that they do that pre-feed for the advertisers?
Yeah?
You were dancing nude.
Oh, man.
You were dancing nude in front of the camera. That's why we couldn't have the video cast today.
Well, that was a pre-feed for the advertisers.
So it's a pre-feed for the advertisers. Who said you get to go dancing nude?
I wasn't nude. I was wearing a small terry cloth, like a little wraparound, like a small terry cloth bib. It's like a waist bib.
A waist bib?
Yeah, it's like a bib that covers the area. You guys are...
What are you doing dancing in front of the camera, man?
I was counting it down, wasn't I?
Dickman, when you count something down, you're supposed to do it audio-wise. Here, like, General, thank you. You count it down audio. You don't go on camera and do it.
I count it down video because I went 3, 2, we, you know.
Okay, well, Bob Green's going to be on our advertiser, and he's very angry.
Did a kid or something see it?
No kid saw it because it was piped into the to his offices there. But the fact is, he was offended looking at you skipping about naked.
I wasn't naked, man. I was wearing a frontal bib. It was like a penis, not a penis bib, but it's like the bib for the. It's a bib for the peen or for the penis.
What are you talking about, man? You know I'm gonna wait a minute. Wait, hey, General, kicking me, fucking pissing me off. And everybody's a little on edge here. Hold on. Welcome to the program, World Famous Phil Henry Show. Jesus.
Yeah.
Everybody's pissed off, all right. We're going to talk to Bob Green in a moment. First of all, I get it. Margaret Gray is going to come on the line here with me, and we're going to talk to Margaret about these rules changes that are going to be in place for the Margaret Gray joining us here on the World Famous Phil Henry Show on our Newsmaker line. Margaret, hello. All right, I understand you were really angry the other night, and we've talked since, Margaret. You have my apologies.
Well, Phil, I don't want to what happened to me the other night happen to any other woman. I don't want to see that happen to any other woman. Now, as you know, as the two-time champion of bar fight, there isn't any one of these chumps that's going to get into the same bar room with... Did I hear some laughter?
No.
No, ma'am.
There's no laughter.
There isn't any one of these chumps that's going to get into the same barroom with me and think it's going to be an easy time. I'm not saying I'll win every fight, but I am saying all things being equal. Now, I'm not asking, I'm telling that if any of these guys are allowed to sexually assault or otherwise commit battery during this bar fight, then I'm allowed to carry a knife or a gun.
Are the guys allowed to carry knives or guns?
Fine with me. And you know what the first thing I'll do? I'll take my knife, and I'll go ahead and razor up the shorts or whatever these little girls are wearing, and they can walk around and show everyone they're 3 inches of fame.
God, what are you talking about?
I'll razor up your shorts or your pants so everyone can see the little teeny-weeny...
Oh, yeah.
Can you try to tell me...
Phil, am I talking to adults tonight?
All right, no, I understand what you're saying, and there's no need for that. There's not going to be any more of these. The rule changes as follows. There is no throwing of bottles. There's no sexual battery. No sexual, any kind of a sexual advance battery assault whatsoever.
That's exactly right. Now,
are you going to...
Hold on. You don't ask questions yet. I make statements. I ask questions. Then I consider whether I'm done, and then I'll let you, all right?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
All right. Jay Sanders, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, I want to talk to him, and I'm going to make it very clear with him, because he said he was defending his life. He felt his head was going to come clean off. I read the account. Here it is, right here, Frank.
Here's the account, Phil.
Hi, Frank. How you doing?
I'm better than Custer, everyone.
Yeah, Frank.
Yeah, it's great.
Hey.
The account, this is in the... the Citizens Auxiliary Police bulletin right here. Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. And this is July 31st.
It's right here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got the numbers backwards. July 13. Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, went in the ring against Margaret Gray. Mrs. Santos, as you know, is our Brigadier Admiral. And she acquitted herself beautifully, except for the time when she almost got it pulled off. I'm Ward Hurley. This is the... Who's Ward Hurley?
One of the sub-commanders.
Now reporting here is Sub-Commander Gleason. I saw Mr. Santos. He got his ass kicked. And back to Ward Hurley.
All right, well, what is the...
Well, the upshot is this. Jay Santos was sniveling and crying like the little girl that she is, and said that she almost got her head pulled clean off. And Mario, do you...
I could have. I tried to wrench his head off after I got the pool cue up there, and I said, well, guess what? Now all bets are off, all right? You know, the bell has rung, but the window is closed, and the race is run. I'm Margaret Gray.
Hey, you know. And so what I'm demanding on behalf of my wife is...
I got it, Frank. You go ahead and lay down.
Yeah.
You've heard what we've demanded, Phil, and...
All right, well, Jay Santos is going to join us.
That's all I ask.
Okay. And I can tell you right now what, Bud.
He's very reluctant. He's afraid. And he's very reluctant at this particular time.
Well, isn't that too bad?
All right. Let's be as kind as we can, Margaret. I listen, nobody has a higher regard for you than me.
Bullshit.
Hey, Margaret, that's not true.
All right. What were you doing during the fight?
I was watching it at home, okay? I didn't know. We got a referee there. We had Jack Igagner, those guys.
Jay Santos.
Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, is on the line with us. Jay?
Yeah, Phil, it's Jay Santos.
All right, I got Margaret here.
Jay, this is Margaret.
I think you got your father's flash, okay? And I won't tell everyone about how, what I'll do.
I don't understand the words you're saying.
Don't make a difference what I'm saying. I think the people out there want to say, will you try to take my hair clean off? You know?
I tried to rip... When I felt that pool cue going up the dress, yes, I tried to take your head clean off, yes.
Why are you saying you want to take a gun and kill me?
Yes, Jay, I wanted to kill you. Yes, I did. And I tried to. I tried to.
Oh, boy. Okay, it's awful.
Oh, man, wow.
Hey, you definitely were scared. You would need me.
What did he say, Frank? Come here.
Yeah, it's Frank Gray. Now, what are you saying?
Frank, I'm telling you why she came to keep up trying to kill me because I'm trying to take one.
Okay, look at Santos. You tried to look up his skirt, and that's my wife. You try to look up his dress, it's like looking up, it's like unzipping me and looking at me. You understand? I don't understand a goddamn thing.
All right, everybody. Jay, you got the word. No, none of that. I don't know if you'll ever be in another bar fight or not.
Well, I will get into a bar fight. Okay, what am I going to do?
Well, if I understand what it's saying, it's mumbling. I won't even dignify her and call her a man. I'll just say it's saying that it wants an attorney, and that you can... Harvey Wawa.
Harvey Wireman.
Okay, fine. Do what you gotta do.
Jay, what are you contemplating, man? I mean, can't we...
Alright,
do what you gotta do, man. Thanks very much, everybody.
I wanna say that he is one of the finest women, and I'm not talking about Jay, obviously. She's a man, but I am saying that...
All right. Well, isn't that wonderful? Hey, really got that one figured out. Hey, man, it's not no sweat off of me, okay? No sweat off of me. They got the rules. The rules were the rules. And Margaret got into the ring not once, not twice, many times during the course of the competition for bar fight. Okay. What are you guys looking at?
Well, it's kind of like selling her out now.
Yeah, man. Aren't you selling her out? I'm selling shit out, okay? I'm saying how it is. I'm not selling anything out. She got into the ring. We've changed the rules to accommodate Ms. Gray. And quite frankly, while it was a very rude and crude thing, it is a bar fight. So it's not going to be the most, I don't know, the most genteel thing.
You got Bobby Dooley on the line, too.
Oh, what the... Bobby Dooley joining us. What's going on here? Bobby, are you in the tub?
Phil, listen, I wanted to call in and I wanted to weigh in.
Hold on for a minute. What's with the tub, man?
She called in, she's in the bathtub.
We see that, Dickman.
All right.
Bobby, as you know, it's a little difficult to hear you when you're in the bathtub.
I'm sorry, Phil. I wanted to come on and comment. Do I get to...
Get the theme music. Get the theme music now.
Where's my theme music?
Sorry.
Yeah. Where's it?
That's not the right one. That's not the right one.
Give me the phone, please. So,
hold on for a minute. What's the story, man?
That's not the right theme music. It's Holiday for Strings.
Oh, 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 oh.
Dickman, when you go, oh, oh, oh.
Yes, sir. Hi, everyone. I'm Bobby Tooley, and welcome to My Perspective Bar Fight 2020. Steve?
And I'm Steve Tooley.
My perspective on...
All right, Bobby, I want to have a whole reply. I want to have a give and take.
You don't want to have a whole what?
You don't want to have a whole.
Da, da, la, da, da. Well?
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
I'm Bobby Tooley with Perspective on Bar Fight 2020. It isn't often that I agree with Margaret Gray, but I agree with Margaret Gray and what she said. What she said about Dean, or I mean Jay Santos.
No, Jay Santos.
Yeah, I understand, Steve. What you said about Jay Santos, putting his filthy, filthy, stinking, feces-ridden paws all over, this will not stand.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right, now me. We believe, my husband Steve and I, that bar fights can be fun and can be fun for the entire family, but not when you're trying to look up there with a pool cue.
Do, 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 do.
Got it. This is Bobby Tooley. I agree with Margaret Gray. This has been the Bobby Tooley Report. Ah, yeah. Okay.
Ah! She does that.
Yeah, that was her. That's her lockout, like she's drowning.
How'd it sound?
Yeah, that sounded really good, Ms. Tooley. That was really great. Is there something on in the background?
I got a fan.
Got a fan on because we were both... We both use the toilet, Phil. You know what? We're being considerate of each other.
All right. Bobby, thank you very much for that report. So you're in agreement with Ms. Gray.
We are in 100%. I say I am in agreement. When I say we, I mean I and me, and then Steve.
I'm third.
Thanks very much.
Are you laughing?
Bobby Dooley, Steve Dooley, they're in agreement with Margaret Gray. I think it's all settled. You guys,
look at, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I'm fine with it, too. You know, I just... Wonder how this thing was going to play out.
Yeah, because the whole thing seemed like it was playing out weird, really weird.
You guys added to how weird it played out, okay? What did we do other than say, with the whole let me be the one?
Well, you know.
Yeah. We'll be right back on the world. All right, so let's just, on the world fuck us, I didn't say that. Yes, you did.
Right.
Let's just recap before we go to a break. From now on, whenever we do the next bar fight, I don't know when the hell that's going to be. I hope not very soon.
God damn.
No,
you really feel that way?
Yes, I do. And whatever... What happened?
Sounded like somebody dropped like a roast or something.
Sounds like a roasting pan was dropped. Whenever we do another bar fight, it will be by the new rules, which is if any man attempts engaging in a bar fight with a woman, attempts to sexually assault or attempts any sexual battery, they're... All bets are off. Guns, knives, the whole thing.
Well, that would mean the woman would have to be packing.
That's right. And I guess we got to go through with Shorty as to how it is. I guess she, what did we do? Stop the fight, let her go get her gun?
Yeah. Probably stop the fight, let her go in the back where they keep the stock and get the gun.
Yeah, sure. Well, what is funny about that? I just think it's funny. Okay, what did you just do? You tried to look up her dress. Okay, let's stop the fight, go get your gun. Yeah.
Well, it's pretty much the way it would be. You'd go out to the car and get it.
Oh, my God. All right, we'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Bob Green to talk about looking at... We have a feed, a video feed that we provide our advertisers free of charge, and they see this video feed before it actually is available to our subscribers, so maybe 10, 15 minutes beforehand.
Am I going to be allowed to defend myself?
Hold on. Bob Green contacted me earlier today and said he saw Dickman, as he said, skipping about in front of the camera, partially nude. So,
yeah.
So you do admit it?
Yeah.
If you do admit it, Dickman, what defense do you have?
Because I was wearing a bib. It's called a penis bib.
I'm telling you, bud.
All right.
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. The world famous Phil Henry Show brought to you by Rincon's Penis Bibs. You know, when it's too hot outside to wear a full towel or even a bathing suit, the penis bib covering your ass and front. Perfect. You look like something right out of a Western, like one of them engines off of a horse. Are we racist? Yes. Do we need to be to try to contact the audience we need to make a couple of bucks? Yes. Rincon Penis Bibs. And by Bolio's Oil. It goes great with any kind of Italian dish, spaghetti, or if you'd like,
that fettuccine. We've got the list right here. These are Italian dishes. These are Italian dishes. Fettuccine, that's it. Spaghetti, I'm sorry. And here's one here, ravioli. I've heard of that. And oh, look at this. Here's one, lasagna, yeah. Oh, lasagna. Huh? Bolio's oil for the great Italian dishes. Lasagna and, here's one here. Carbonaro. I had to leave you where I find you. And by Munchkin Diaper Service. My name is Paul Munchkin, and for 31 years, my family's been involved in getting the diaper cleaned, getting the diaper aired out, take it from you, clean it and air it, send it back. We get the diaper, clean it, air it. We get it back to you at no extra charge for only $9.99. Munchkin Diaper Service. When you've got to have it cleaned, back to you, on that baby, and you got to get out of town. Munchkin Diaper Service. We're not on the yellow brick road, huh?
Yeah, hey.
Very good. Thank you. World famous Phil Henry Show for the El Pacifico in Southern California. Here then, Mr. Henry. Welcome back to our program. On the line with us from Buena Park, California, is Robert Green. Bob Green is the owner of Fraser Foods in Buena Park, and they are one of our sponsors. And we've been able to catch up to Bob on the golf course. We're talking to him here. Now, Bob, if you're golfing, no problem at all, but we really appreciate it if you could maybe get off the course at some point.
Phil, I'm just about wrapping up here, and I've been Dickman and Tony. I'm on the 18th hole here. I'm with Riley Phil, and he wants to say hello to you.
Hey, Riley, how are you?
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Oh, good, Riley. So you and Bob golf, huh?
On occasion, yes, on occasion. My top suppliers, Phil.
How have you been, Riley? How's the family?
Very good, thank you. Thank you. I understand that Bob's talking to you about Dickman. It was quite amusing, and yet I understand that Bob's talking about... Are we on the air right now?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Well, Riley doesn't want anything to do with your show. I'll tell him that. As long as Dickman is prancing about in front of a camera...
I wouldn't prance... I mean, I didn't even know.
Wait a minute, bud. You want to talk about it in front of Riley?
I think it's a fascinating story. The man is nude and going, skipping about. So I had this feed on. Now, is he denying it?
Let me just say this. The fact that you're talking about one of my employees, and we're discussing this in the open on the show, is my homage to you, if you will. It's out of respect for you that this thing is out in the open. Okay? Are you guys done golfing, by the way?
Are you not? I sunk the putt. Oh, he beat me again. That's a push, 9-hole push. Oh, for Christ. He's looking for his money now. So it sounds all very interesting. That's all he told me, you know.
All right, well.
Phil, yeah, I'll see you later, Riley. So I was monitoring the feed, and that was as of last night. And I noticed you had no video file. Not last night, night before last. I know she had no video file.
We had no video file because, yes, we checked it, and there was Bud skipping about.
I was not skipping.
Yes, you were. Look at Bob. It's General Shaw.
Yes, sir.
I saw Dickman. You were skipping about, Bud. He was wearing one of those Sulus. You know, a Sulu, it's like a... It's a South Pacific sort of wraparound that the South Pacific, Asian Pacific men wear. Pacific Islander men, I should say.
What did you say again?
It's something Pacific Islander men wear, you know.
Island guys, like guys in Fiji and stuff?
Yeah, it's called a Sulu.
A Sulu.
Yeah, it's a guy on Star Trek.
No, it ain't the guy on Star Trek for the 900th time. It's something that you...
Phil, I don't want to cause a big problem.
Well, yes, you do want to cause a big problem, and you have caused a big problem.
Oh, wow. I'm not the guy who's going, hee. I'm not the guy that was swinging my ass back and forth on a video feed last night. Wearing that, what do you call it, a bib?
I thought it was a penis bib.
Knock it off with the penis. It's a Sulu. That's what it was.
Well, he was dancing around, shaking his ass.
I didn't know the feed was on.
You know something, Bud? This is why you can't be a professional. Not really. Not ever. Not really. Because you're always pulling this kind of shit, man. You can never just be disciplined enough to let stuff, do... What is that sound?
Standing out here in a high wind, okay? Because Riley just took off with the cart. I'm having to walk back to the clubhouse. Why? Because he just kicked my ass in a 9-hole push, took $200 off of me, and I have to walk back in a high wind. That's what you're hearing. And I'm on the radio with you here, Phil, because I want to figure out what's going on.
He was one of my employees, a young guy, got in front of the camera and started shaking his ass half naked.
Well, I was watching that.
Did any of your daughters see that? Did any of any kids?
No, nobody saw it. But I'm sitting here as an advertiser, and I'm about ready to turn on the feed to see the video cast. And here's Dickman skipping around, dancing. At one point, he did a skip, and then one leg up, and a skip, and one leg up.
What the hell is that, Dickman? What is that?
Just, I don't know. It was a step I was doing. A skip, one leg up, skip. Then I came back, and I was dragging my leg.
Then when he came back across the camera, he was dragging his leg as if it was just a gimpy leg. And he was, like, looking at the camera and going, ow, you know. Then when he came back across another time, he was doing a kind of a goose step like he's a Nazi.
Yeah, I was trying that out.
What's the purpose of all of this, man?
Because I didn't know the feed was on.
So you couldn't see the red light of the camera.
I don't know if there's a red light.
Bob, I'll take care of it, okay?
I want to let you know. And Riley Finn, who has been a friend of mine, I don't know about tonight, he's acting like, he's God Almighty with a golf club, acting like he's Jesus right off the cross with a golf club. Oh, man. But Riley is thinking about coming on board with you.
Now, he's one of your suppliers, right?
Yeah. He supplies all of our Asian food, all of our international foods. A great, great guy, and,
I will talk to Bud about this.
I mean, I don't mean to make a problem, all right, but I'm sitting there. I'm having a cocktail. I'm waiting for the pre-show to start, and here comes Dickman goose-stepping, dragging his leg like he got it shot out from under. There were a number of different scenarios, Phil, that I don't know if you want to be made aware of them.
Well, what are you talking about?
I was just...
Wait a minute, Bud.
I mean, he was wearing that little, penis bib, whatever he calls that.
Was it that wraparound skirt, Bud?
Yeah, it was that gray one you gave me.
That's a Sulu, Bob. It shouldn't really be showing anything.
Really? Well, it was sucked way up tight.
Okay.
And anyway, here's Dickman. At first he was doing this light skip and then a leg kick, light skip and a leg kick. Then he came back dragging his leg like he just had it shot. Then he came back goose-stepping. Then he came back doing like a, I don't know, the sweat. What were you doing, Dickman?
I was doing a hitchhike.
Yeah, he's doing a hitchhike. I mean, the whole thing was very offensive to me because there's a guy there wearing he's wearing a dress, acting like there's not a problem in the world, and I'm sitting here, drunk, one of the worst days of my life at the store because our business is way off. I'm filthy rich, I can't find a girlfriend, and here's this guy, Dickman, doing goose-stepping in this little tiny... The whole thing was very offensive.
All right, Bud, in the future, man, if you don't mind, just don't do any of that stuff, okay? Because what you're talking about here... we're talking here about Mr. Green is one of our sponsors.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And,
Bud, you have all of these fun... You got a girlfriend, you're skipping about, goose-stepping in a skirt, and I'm back here, drunk, in a big house with no girlfriend because no woman wants to be with me because I treat women like garbage. See?
Well, why don't you treat women better?
It's none of your business.
All right, Bob, we understand.
Yeah. And this guy is rubbing it in with the skip and the goose step and then dragging the leg. Then he came back and began to limp, and he was doing this whole, I don't know what you call it. And he's doing this whole limp thing, and then he came back with a limp as if...
I was doing like as if I had one leg that was only 3 feet tall, or as if I had one leg that was only a foot long.
Oh, that's it. He was going, here's my foot long. And he goes, ha-ha, I mean my leg. I mean, it just...
What was the problem with you? It sounds to me like he's having too much fun. That's your problem.
Having too much fun?
Well, that's what you're saying, man. I mean, you're saying you're sitting in your house.
I'm sitting in my house after business is off. Okay, I asked out one of the checkers. She told me to get lost, said my hair system wasn't making it. I said, look, I'm worth $30 million. And she said, isn't that nice? She got up from whatever it was she was doing. I forget, doing her nails or eating a ham sandwich, and said, I'll see you in the next reel, asshole, and she left. Oh, man.
Are you're telling me this is one of your employees?
Yeah. So,
Bob, maybe you want to work on personality or something.
Maybe you want to work on a personality check. Why don't you work on getting better looking, okay?
Hey, pal, I may not be good looking, but at least I don't have a hair system.
What is that supposed to mean?
There means that a hair system you got is a wig.
What did I tell you, Phil?
It's not a wig, you guys.
It's a wig.
It's a wig. Everybody knows a wig. You wear a wig.
I told you, Henry. It's not a wig.
I told...
All right, I'm sorry.
Bob, if people think it's a wig...
I'm a sponsor. You can't hang up on me.
I didn't hang up on you. Bob? Bob? What are you doing, Bob?
I'm trying to get the wig... I mean, I'm trying to get my hair system back on. It flew off.
Yeah, it's going to fly off.
Tell him to shut up.
Bud, just everybody... We will not have any more offensive displays on the pre-feed. And Bob, as far as women not wanting to go out, why do you keep asking out your checkers?
Because they work for me and they ought to...
Yeah, they should be saying yes.
No, I'm not sexually harassing them. I just figured they know how wealthy I am because I show up in a limousine every morning.
Still trying to get that wig on? I mean the...
Wig, huh? It's my hair system. I'm still trying to get it on. There, it's on. Yeah. You, Phil, you know what? You don't even know how to live, man.
No, I guess not.
Let me check this. Yeah, there it is. Hair system. Hair system. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay, I'm better. Thanks, Phil, and just make sure that Dickman knows what the rules are.
All right, Bob, thanks very much.
You don't care.
I do, Bob. Bob.
Mr. Green?
I'm over here. I'm not walking over there.
Robert Green from the world-famous Phil Henry Show and his hair system and no more dancing on the pre-feed nude, bud.
Yes, sir, I'm tired, man. I understand. God knows I understand.
I'll do it. World famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on
Podcast One.
That's right.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard. And Margaret Gray will return to the show on Monday, we have been assured. And we're very grateful to know that, Margaret. You know.
Right, Margaret. And congratulations. And Frank, hope you're, you know.
Mr. Gray.
It's Mr. Gray. Yeah, Frank.
Yeah, don't kiss our ass, okay? He's already had his ass kissed. He's my wife, so I don't...
Don't forget, tonight is the chat. Well, no, wait. No chat tonight. There is no chat tonight. There is no chat tonight because I'm actually having dinner with Jackie and my friend Don and my good friend Bob. So we're taking a little family time tonight. I hope you guys understand. I love you. We'll see you for our Saturday cinema on Saturday tomorrow.
I'll find a gentle place to bury your bones before you waste away. Loosen earth and hopes you push through. Dream of love enough to reanimate you. If you could sail back through the dew this evening or tonight, no matter how we choose to lose, I will waste your time. Dismay embrace the